We are learning Mesechta's Erev and Daf Pei Beis Amud Beis, and we are beginning approximately 10 lines from the top of Pei Beis Amud Beis, Tanu Rabbanu. Tanu Rabbanu, Linton and Braisa, Ma'arav Odom Ayidei Bnoi Ubitoi Hakatanim. This means that you can make an Erev for your children, for your small children. Ayidei Avdev Shifcha Seh Kananim, Fein Ledaitam, Bein Shloi Daitam. You're allowed to make Erev for your Katanim, your children. Taisa says, Klar, here we're talking about, for sure, not someone totally who you eat by your father or not. This is a katan mamish, a real katan, less than 13 years old. And Avdev Shifchas Ekananim, you also, we're talking about the Eva Kanani, you can make an Erev, Bein Ledaitam, Bein Shloi Ledaitam. So we understand why Eva Kanani and Shifch Kanani, the Erev is, you can make an Erev for them, because their hand is like your hand. Yodai Ki Yad Baal Bayis. What's found in the Katanim? So that the Tosfos HaRosh and the Rosh also speak out interesting things. Since you're chayiv and chinuch for them, so therefore you can make an erev for them. Why? Because erev is l'dvar mitzvah. Since erev is dvar mitzvah, so you can make an erev, and you only make an erev for dvar mitzvah, so you can make an erev because it's like chinuch, and therefore you could do, you can make an erev for them. Time with the ketanim, reading the Losh and Tosfos HaRosh. Time with the ketanim, from the mechanchon b'mitzvahs. Just like a person can make his son a nazir, teach him mitzvahs, I can make him an erev, teach him mitzvahs, the dvar mitzvah. So you let it do for your ketanim and for your shivcha kanani. You can't make an erev for Eved Ivri, a Jewish slave. Or your children that are post bar mitzvah. You can't make an erev for your wife, because you have to have their das, because we said before that an Erev is not a schus for sure, because they lose the chum the other way. So therefore, you can't be zeichet them an Erev without asking them. Remember, our Mishnah is talking about just being zeichet the food for them. They decide to make an Erev. You can make an Erev for someone, shloim medaitam, but you could do it for your little children and for your non-Jewish slaves. Tanya Yidach, another bright story, exact same halacha. Lo ya'arv odom ayidei b'nai b'itah g'daylam, you can't make an Erev for your post by mitzvah children, by the avdish of Chaz Evrim, and your Jewish slaves, you cannot make erev for them. Like the ishtar, you can't make an erev for your wife, ela medaitam, only if these people ask for it. Avam arev, who are the avdish of Chaz Evrim, you could make an erev tchumen for your non-Jewish slaves, by the avdish for your little children, beil edaitam, eish lo edaitam, say if they want it, say if they don't want it, you don't know if they want it, makes no difference. Repnesha, yodon ki yodoi, their hands like your hand. The kulon she'irvu. Let's say these people made an Erev for themselves. All these people talk about as Brisa. And the Irvalim Rabbam and the master also made an Erev. Yoitzim Mishal Rabbam. Their Erev is nullified. And the Ik Erev is the Rabbam, the master. Chutz min Isha, besides for the Isha, Pesha Yechel Limchais. Since the Isha has the power to be Meicha, you can't make an Erev for her. If she makes her own Erev, you don't go out with the husband's Erev. Frank the Gemara, Isha Maishna. Why is Isha different than the Gdolim and the Jewish slaves? They put them all together before. Why are we saying picking out Isha Dafka? That if the Isha makes her own Erev and the master makes the Erev, we say in that case, by Isha, it goes with her own Erev. And by the other ones, not. Well, why is Isha different? The Gemara says, you're right. The Gemara says, you're right. Isha Maishna, Rabbi Isha of Chol Domelo. What means is Isha and its whole package, the Jewish Avadim, Jewish slaves, and the post by mitzvah children, they all like Isha. If they make their own Erev, and their father or master makes the Erev, you go baser their own Erev, Masha Inkin, when they're non-Jewish slaves, or the Ketanim, you go baser the father's Erev. Omamar, chutz min Isha, b'esha yichayel limchas. Besides for Isha, because she could be meicha in her Erev. Taima de machi, it's mashma, only because she was meicha. Hastama, but let's say we're apping meicha, her husband can make an Erev for her. Nafka with the Baila. Freit the Gemara. What? Akhtani Reisha, Elam Adaitam. It says in the Reisha, you can't make an Erev for your wife. She has to agree to it. My love, the Amriin, doesn't mean that she has to say yes. My Elam Adaitam, the Shtiku, she was quiet. That means, if you make an Erev and the Isha is quiet, that's enough of her das. Lafuka Hechad Amri Loi. It's only coming to say that if she says no, then it's not a good Erev. Freit the Gemara. In a case where the Isha made an Erev and the husband made an Erev, it says you go out in the husband's Erev besides for Isha, even though you don't find the Isha saying loy there, you didn't say loy, it was stomach. V'stamu, k'tari chutz m'ni yishish loy nafki, that doesn't go out with the master's erev, with the husband's erev, it goes with her own erev. So you see, you don't have to say no. Amarava, no, pasha. Kimin she'erev, she made her own erev, ein lecha michu yigad mazeh. That's the biggest macha. That's the biggest thing saying, I don't want your erev, I want my own erev. And therefore, that's why the isha's erev will be the ikar and not the master's erev. So that is all we learned in the Mishnah about being zoicha erev for someone. Now the next Mishnah will talk about the sheer erev. The sheer erev is, you need a mazon shtei sudos. So if you're using bread for erev, has to be enough for two sudos. How much is this? How much is an erev of two sudos? What does that mean? So there's kama shittas in our Mishnah. Let's see our Mishnah. Kama hu shi'urai. Mazon shtei sudos chol echa v'echad. Two sudos worth of bread for each person who's making an erev tchumen. That means you make an erev tchumen, you need an erev for each person, not for each person. Now, which type of suda? So according to Ramei, it's mezoina lechayav leShabbos. The Ramei, he's trying to make. He says you don't need a Shabbos suda. Shabbos suda eats much more. He eats much more on a Shabbos suda because it's good food. So you eat much more Shabbos suda. Dr. Ramei, all you need is enough for a weekday meal. And Rabbi Yehuda, he made the opposite. LeShabbos lo lechayav. He says he eat more in the weekday. So rather measure it with the Shabbos food. Why do you eat more on the weekday than Shabbos? Because Shabbos you have three sudas, so you try to, you know, make a proportion. You don't eat so much, and therefore you eat a little less than Shabbos. V'zev v'zev v'skavim l'halka. Those both trying to be mekel, and the Gemara to Mavoyer, that's really the same shear. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir both hold the same shear of two sudas. Just the shaila is, where do you measure it? You measure it with Shabbos, or you measure it with chayil? According to Rabbi Meir, you measure it with Shabbos, with chayil, because Shabbos you eat more because it's good food. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you measure it with Shabbos because you eat more chayil, because on Shabbos you have three sudas. Rabbi Yechim and Breika, and the next Monday I'm going to give a shear of how much is Mazon Shtei Sudos, and they're going to argue. So Rabbi Yechim and Breika, Oimer, Mekikar lebapudyim medalat sa'am besela. Two Sudos is a kikar. How do you know what size kikar is? So it says, it's how much a kikar sells bapudyim when it's dalat sa'am besela. So let's figure it out. A saw is six kav. A kav is four lug. But let's say just with a kav, a saw is six kav. That's how much a kav is. Now, a sela, and how much is a saw is six kav, and how much is a sela? Here we're selling dalet saw and besela, just to get the math before we start. Dalet saw and besela means, for a sela, you're getting 24 kav, because every saw is six kav. Four times six is 24. 24 kav for a sela. Okay, how much is a sela? A sela is 48 punjin. Why? Because a sela is four dinar. A dinar is six ma'a, and a ma'a is two punjin. So four dinar is a sela, four times six ma'a is 24, times two punjin is 48. 48 punjin is in a sela. If you have four saw for a sela, which is 24 kav for a sela, for 48 punjin, it comes out, every half a kav is a punjin. So this kikar is how much? A half a kav. Because it said, kikar b'pundin medal tzom b'sela. When you're selling dal tzom b'sela, it's a kikar b'pundin, which means a kikar is a half a kav. So according to Rabbi Yechim and Breika, how much is a shear two sudas? One half a kav. Very simple. Half a kav is two sudas. Rabbi Shimon Omer, you have to remember this because in the Gemara we're going to go back to this. So according to Rabbi Yechim and Breika, it's a half a kav is two sudas. Rabbi Shimon Omer, shtei yodos the kikar m'shalish a kav. When there's three kikars in a kav, two-thirds of one kikar is two sudas. Now, two-thirds of a kikar is two sudas, how much is a kikar? Three sudas. If there's three kikar in a kav, how many sudas are in a kav? Nine sudas. There's nine sudas in a kav, and two-thirds of one kikar is two sudas. Just to bring out the point, it comes out, the fear of Yechim and Breika, there are four sudas in a kav, because a half a kav is two sudas, a whole kav is four sudas. According to Rav Shimon, there are nine sudas in a kav. So Yechim and Breika's sudas are much bigger than Rav Shimon. Because fear of Shimon, it's three kikar for a kav, and two-thirds of a kikar is two sudas. It comes out as nine sudas in a kikar, nine sudas in a kav. Nine sudas in a kav, according to Yechim and Breika, it's four sudas in a kav. That's what comes out. And the Mishnah ends off that chatzi lebeis hamenuga, half the shear, which means one suda is enough for beis hamenuga, which means halacha is, if someone walks into a house, he is tamei. Walks into a house that has a nega, he's tamei. But if his clothes are going to become tamei until he sits there enough time to eat a suda. what type, so what's the shear of a suda? Half of this shear of a shimon. Let's say if you're a shimon, a suda is 2/3 of a kikar. 1/3 of a kikar will be enough of a suda. Actually, the fact of the matter is, it's not, it's 1.5 of a kikar. It's a different shear, Rashi speaks out. That's not exactly, if you're of Shimon, it's a little bit different. Rashi speaks out, he says half a kikar. According to Shimon, Rashi explains that the fear of Shimon, the work you work with suda is a little bit different for Erev, you won't make it. And it comes to Beis Minhag, you won't make it. So a half a kikar is one suda. Even though the way the Cheshbon come out, only 1/3 of a kikar of fear of Shimon is a suda, because you said 2/3 of a kikar is 2 sudas. But still, when it comes to Beis Minhag, we use a half a kikar for a suda. That's what comes out. Chatzi, a half a kikar of Beis Minhag. And a half of a half to make a gviya possible, which means a person who eats something tame becomes tame. That's only with rabbanon. What's the shear? How much he has to eat? A half of a suda, which means half a half of a kikar. Like upon him, the Gemara mentioned later on Daf Pegimel and Aleph, we'll get the math in that, how many eggs it is. Gemara's going to handle that, but what we got clear in the Mishnah was that according to Yechim and Breika is 4 sudas in a kav, and according to Shimon is 9 sudas in a kav, and according to Yechim and Breika, a half a kav, which is a kikar, is 2 sudas. According to Rabbi Shimon, 2/3 of a kikar, which was 1/3 of a kav, the kikar was 1/3 of a kav, and 2/3 of a kikar made it 2 sudas, which was 2 out of 9 made the 2 sudas. Zok to Gemara, the kama mazal in shtei sudas. Omer Rav Yehuda, which is now going back to the Tana Kama, the Rabbi Meir and Rav Yehuda both said that how much sudas he eat for a weekday or Shabbos. The Kama Moshe sudas, Omer Rav Yehuda, Omer Rav, Tarti Rifta Achraisa, 2 loaves of bread that they eat in the farms. The farmers in the Sada, how much they eat is 2 Rifta. This is the shear. They knew how much that was. Rav Amar Tarti Rifta Nahar Papaisa, 2 chalas from the place called Nahar Papa. Omer Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef Brei the Rava, Avuch Kaman Svirulei. Who does your father hold like? Ramei or Rav Yehuda? And Rashi explains, even though we just said Ramei or Yehuda have a set shear, that's only for someone who's a Rav's son. The Gemara said before, every person goes for how much he eats personally by a Suda. And someone who doesn't have a shear, because he's a Rav's son, he goes with the shear Beininus, the regular shear. That's what Rashi explains. So here, now if you're going with your own shear, what do you use? Shabbos or the weekday? Who do you hold like? Which shear, when you're using your own, how much you eat, what do you use? Shabbos or weekday? Kiman svirlei, karameya svirlei. So he said, do you hold like karameya or not? So he said, karameya svirlei. So he says, I don't know me karameya svirlei. I just hold like karameya. The ikrav Yehuda, if you hold like Rav Yehuda, kasha hodam inchi rav kol levesiv shchiach. If not, it's shver, what people say that when something is sweet, they eat a lot. So therefore, he says, we all hold the mayor that Shabbos eat more, and if you go with the chol. Why? Because that's a fact. Rameh is saying, when good food, you eat more. And therefore, it makes much more sense Rameh is saying than Rabbi Yehuda is saying. So, the Maravai, the Rechim Breka Aimer, Tano, look at the Rabbi, the Kravim, the Vareim, the Yeshavim. Rabbi Yechim and Breka, Rabbi Shimon are very similar to being exact. Freit the Gemara, what are you talking about? Me dummy. The Rabbi Yechim and Breka, we had to end of the Mishnah, Rabbi Yechim and Breka and Rabbi Shimon. Freit the Marakasha, me dummy. The Rabbi Yechim and Abba Sudasa Lakaba. Fear Rabbi Yechim and Breka, there are 4 Sudas for Kav. The Rabbi Shimon, Teisha Sudasa Lakab. According to Rabbi Shimon, there are 9 Sudas in a Kav. So how can you say Rabbi Yechim and Breka and Rabbi Shimon Shurim are very similar? What are you talking about? Why are they similar? Om Rabbi Chista, Tzei Mehem Shlish Lechemveni. Every time, even according to Rabbi Yechim and Breka, which we're saying is that a kikar is for pundian, which is a half a kav, that's how much it costs. But lemaisa, the chemveni takes 1/3 of it. So you have to knock it down with 1/3, which would come out as really 6 sudas in the kav. 6 sudas in the kav. And it's really 2/3 of a kikar goes to the owner, and the other 1/3 goes to the chemveni. Oh no, Chis, it's Tehmeh M'shlish L'chemini. Break the Gemara, but Kati Solzenstim, Lamar Tisha, according to Rav Shimon, it's 9 sudas in a kav, Lamar Shis, now it's 6, it's still not similar. Elik Yidzich Rav Chis, the other Rav Chis, Rav Chis says, the Omar, it's Tehmeh Mechza L'chemini. The Chemini takes half the profit. That means half the kik goes to the Chemini. It turns out that really, a half a kav is really 4 sudas, and a whole kav is 8 sudas. And he takes a half a kiko, which is 1/4 of a kav, which that's where it's 2 sudas. So then, one's 8, one's 9. It's taka pretty close. One's 9, one's 8. They're very close. But the problem is like this. One of Chista says the Chemni takes a cut, takes a third. And the other place says they takes a half. So it's a kasha to Rav Chista's. Kasha to Rav Chista, Rav Chista. Like kasha, hoduka yom balbayis tzivi. If the balbayis, when it comes to the baker, he gives him the firewood, so he only charges him a third. If he doesn't get firewood, he charges him a half. And therefore, it will be in that place when he sells kikur v'pundia, means that, but the chemi takes half, means that suda is enough with a quarter of a kav, and there's 8 sudas in a kav, and according to Rav Shimon, there's 9 sudas in a kav, and that's where the machlekes v'yechem reka and Rav Shimon is.